Today's Mishnah in Masechet Machshirin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Aleph. So, as we actually spoke about before, this is the transitional, that eighth Mishnah is transitional to this fourth Perek, which often, as we've pointed out, is often the way that the Mishnah is run. We introduce a concept and then we expand on it in a Perek. So, what we talked about before was reminding us of that first Mishnah in the Masechet, that if at the beginning the Tchila was Berotzein, so we had the case where you shook the water out of the tree, or we had the case where you put the wagon wheel into the water, your intent is that that water should remain there, and therefore, even though you had absolutely no desire for that water to get on your food, and besof, it was not l'rotzen, it doesn't matter. If the original detaching it from the river was l'rotzen, then the sof does not have to be l'rotzen. And there we talked about water that would be on an animal's mouth. Now, let's move on to humans. A human being bends down to drink water out of a stream. So he is shocher lishtot. Well, water that's on his mustache, he's going to have a hard time drinking this way and not getting his mustache wet. So hamayim ha'olim b'piv and bisfamo are all considered to be b'chiyutan, because there'd be no way for him to drink like this. I mean, yes, he could drink from a straw, but he doesn't want to drink from a straw. He's trying to drink like this, in which case, by definition, that water has got to get on his mouth and on the mustache right above his lips. In which case, even though now he doesn't want it, but he wanted it at the time, and therefore it was tchilasei l'rotzen as he put it, his head into the water and got it out of the water onto himself. But if this guy's a little bit messy, and he gets the water on his nose, and he gets the water on his head, and he gets the water on his beard, I mean, that's really a little bit overdone. It certainly is possible to drink water without losing a complete control of yourself. And therefore, that is not given as what it is that needs to get wet, so it's not considered to be automatically ki yitain, ki yutan dumya to ki yitain. But there are other cases where it's unavoidable to get some adjunct also to be wet. Let's say you're filling up a barrel of water. So some of the rope that you use to lower the barrel, you've got to put this bucket, right? So you're trying to fill up a chavis. So some of the rope on the bucket is going to be getting wet because you have to let it drop enough to let the water get in easily. So if you're mamale bechavit, anything that's on the outside of the bucket, so amayim ha'olim achareha, or anything, any of the water that's on the rope that is mechunan al tzavara, so what you usually do is you've got a long rope. The rope is actually, you don't want it to be hanging loose, because if it hangs loose, then when you pull out the barrel, the rope is going to get dragged along the ground. So therefore, what you do is you wind it around the top of that bucket, and then if you need more of the rope, you just let it release. So therefore, any part of the chevel that was wound around the top, the neck of that bucket, or the chevel, the part of the rope that needed to be put underwater to allow enough of the bucket to get under to be filled rapidly, so then that is also considered to be b'chiyutan, for the same reason. Since the particular way that you're going about doing what you're doing requires this to be wet, it's the same thing as getting water on your lips and on your mustache if you're taking a drink. So it's considered to be ipso facto what it is that I want. And it's considered to be ki yutan dumya dechi yitain. Now, when you say whatever is needed, well, how much is actually needed? So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, you need an additional tefach, but no more than that. It's essential for one tefach of the rope that's on the top of the bucket to be in the water for the bucket to comfortably fill. More than that is just being lazy. Nitanat tachat atzinor. However, in the same case where you want the bucket to be filled with water that is actually rainwater that is being collected on a roof and is pouring out of the drain that's on a pipe on the roof, then you're just being sloppy by letting water get on the outside of the bucket, and therefore any water that's on the outside is not b'chiyutan. Same for the rope. You don't need for the rope to be in the way of the water that's coming in, and the mela, it's not a given to be b'chiyutan. Very intuitive mishnayos. Okay, gentlemen, a nice beginning to Perek Revi'i. Looking forward to seeing you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow at our new time of 7:30, despite the fact that it's a Yom Sheni. So we had to be koveya that. Let's have a little bit of nose from Ori. My gosh, this is Orotem Kivisaram. See you later. Kol Tov.